The City and Borough of Wrangell, in cooperation with the hospital, police department, fire department, and other organizations, will now use a new emergency alert system to get the word out in case of emergency. Katrina Otteson is the MDS coordinator at Wrangell Medical Center.
I feel communication is very important, especially in a disaster or an emergency setting, and the more possible ways you can get important information to help with your safety, your family's safety, and your friends' safety is the best way to go.
The system is called Code Red, and basically it lets a lot of people know all at once about an emergency in their area. It works like this. When the police find out about a situation, they push a button that sends a message through the Code Red system to every email address, landline, and cell phone in its database. Police Chief Doug McCloskey says there are a number of possible uses for the system, but there's one disaster people in Southeast are acutely aware of: tsunamis.
A person should be able to go in there and kind of notify all the low-lying areas that there has been and warning put out and what they need to do to protect themselves.
Code Red works off of a contact database for a community. Any person with a listed landline phone number will automatically be added to the contact list. Individuals can choose to give other information, like physical address, email address, and cell phone number. That way, if landline service is down, there are other options for contact. Otteson says knowing where people live is important.
You input your physical address, that then pinpoints it on a map.
That map helps the system pinpoint its emergency notifications for each particular situation.
So if there's a localized disaster or emergency, like there's a mudslide at the Bluffs and the road's closed from a certain point on, they can do a call to the people out the road and let them know about that emergency so they know not to try to come through it.
There are other communities in Alaska already using Code Red, including Petersburg and Sitka. Lynn Blankenship is the dispatch records supervisor at the Sitka Police Department. She says Code Red not only benefits the community, it also helps first responders. By expediting the community notification process, it allows police to more efficiently coordinate emergency efforts.
Instead of making several phone calls to let people know what's going on, we make one.
It saves time for your department and for your staff so they can focus on other things.
Right, because usually there's only one dispatcher on that has to take care of all this, and if there's an emergency going on, phones are ringing.
Chief McCloskey says Code Red can also be used to target messages to a specific group of first responders. So if a plane crashes at the airport, for example, Code Red can send a message calling all EMTs and medics to respond. It can also include specific information about the nature of the emergency and what kind of response is needed.
Oh, I think this will be invaluable for a community like this, especially where there's people and farther out of the city.
Otteson says the city is hoping to have Code Red up and running by fall, with test calls happening as early as September. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.